And good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, you savage fountain pen virus infected. Thanks for joining me once again for a Pentertainment podcast, a Penboy Roy Fountain Pen Review Channel podcast. Today I have with me my good friend, Tom Odo. Tom Odo is the big guy at Gold Spot Pens, and I usually like to have a topic, so today's topic is really going to be just about how Tom Odo and I became friends and how we got associated with each other. Tom, thank you very much for joining me on the Pentertainment podcast today.
Thank you, Mr. Penboy Roy, for having me on. It is my esteemed privilege and honor to be on your podcast. But did you know that I actually, despite the fact that this is my first appearance on your podcast, I actually have a little bit more podcast experience than you.
Wait a minute. You have been doing podcasts with other people other than me?
I have been on the FP Geeks podcast back when that was hosted by Tim and Eric. That has gone defunct. And I was also last year on the BYOB podcast, BYOB Pen podcast that also has now discontinued as well. So
what are you trying to tell me? Every podcast you've been on has come to like discontinuation.
Every pen podcast I have been on has gotten a kiss of death.
Oh, good. All right. I'm so glad I have you on for my second one. This is such a good omen.
Well, I'm hoping that this might work out where I could be like your Ed McMahon or Andy Richter. You know, I could be like a little bit of a sidekick and maybe, my curse can end.
Well, I hope so, because I don't want this to be the last podcast I'm ever on, you know, just because I had you on it. But I like, let me just adjust my microphone.
Penboy
right
Roy
now.
Pentertainment podcast.
It came to a grinding halt.
It started in November 2019, ended November 2019.
Yeah, lasted 2 weeks. What happened? They had Tom Otto on. Ah, there we go.
That was it.
So it's been about a good 2 years since you and I have been working together and doing silly antics together now, right? Has it been about 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a while, and I think it was at the start of 2018 when I first started to, you know, be acquainted with the Penboy Roy, and at that time though you weren't necessarily the persona that you were now. You were just kind of like a guy that was purchasing pens from Gold Spot through Dawn mostly, and
that's
Dawn
right.
Comes over to me is like, you know, I got this character that. He just calls up and he's saying that he's gonna start doing YouTube videos and that he's, you know, he's kind of getting encouraged by people to do a couple YouTube videos. And I thought initially, I'm like, dude, this guy is going to be, you know, one of those guys that's gonna ask us for like a lot of free crap, and you know, and it's gonna be like really annoying about it, because like, you know, you have people who are like, oh, I have 5 followers on Instagram, can you send me a Visconti Homo sapiens? And it's kind of like, dude, come on, just let's cool down here. But you already had purchased a lot from us to begin with, and you know, and it was always greatly appreciated. But it was like, oh, well, you know, you're looking to do some reviews on it, so it was like, all right, well, we'll see where this goes, and you know, we'll help you along the way. So it's, you know, it wasn't necessarily like you were looking for a handout, but you know, it was just kind of like, you know, one of those things where it wasn't the conventional route of usually me hearing about somebody who's starting out a new YouTube video channel.
What is the conventional route? Like, what was it? How was what I did to connect with you different from how other people connected?
Usually I'll just get like this, you know, unsolicited type of email. And it'll be like, look, I love pens, and I want to start a YouTube channel, or I'm looking to do a blog, and there's nothing started to begin with, and it's like, you know, can you send me some free stuff? And I'm just like, you know, it's like, I love to help people out, but like, you know, like, what does it sound like to you if somebody were just to kind of approach you out of nowhere and be like, you know, I'm going to be a big shot Instagrammer, you know, just give me like $20, you know, and then just like, you know, and then just expect there's going to be something that comes out of it, you know, because it has to be kind of like mutually beneficial. But you already were like, you know, an established customer with Gold Spot. I know you weren't going to just like, you know, be like one of those fly-by-night over, you know, operations where you're just going to like get a whole bunch of free stuff and then, you know, we wouldn't see anything like, you know, come out of you and, you know, forever and ever. But like when we start seeing the videos and what you were doing out there and the kind of content you were producing, I was like, oh, well, you just really are doing something completely different than what's already there. And, you know, then we started getting talking about like your strategy and like what your content. And I just kind of like connected with your sense of humor, because that's the kind of sense of humor that I myself like. So like, I just latched onto it. I'm like, this dude's like really funny. He's not dry with it either. You're like extremely, you know, anal retentive when it comes to talking about pens, but at the same time, like, you could just be sucker punched with like this funny joke that just completely takes all the seriousness out of it. So it could just go, you know, like up and down like that the entire time.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that one of the things that I always tell you is like, you know, you and I have very similar senses of humor. Like we have the same mechanism of like crazy thought, but what you're limited by is the fact that you represent a store. You represent Gold Spot Pens most of the time, whereas I represent nobody but myself. So I can say whatever the hell I want, whenever yes. I want, however I want to say it, whereas you can't really do that. So like one of the things that I've always noticed was like every time like we crack jokes and stuff like that, I really wish, oh man, Tom, I wish you really just let go and you just said whatever you wanted. But I know that you can't do that. I understand you can't do that.
I have to keep it family friendly, you know?
Right, right.
You can't have a pen store, you know, dropping crude humor on people. It just would not, you know, it's just people would be like, what is going on? Like, they're really getting off message now. It's like Gold Spot's a, you know, we're not, you know, we're more about just, We're about selling pens. Like, we're not about trying to, you know, win people over with, you know, with very cutting edge and off the cuff type of humor. So,
right, I hear you.
You know, but I'll try to like throw in some things here and there, and you know, and it's sometimes it just does not land right on people, and that's the thing. Like you said, like I can't really be in the mode of like not worrying about offending people. I do have to kind of be concerned about offending people, you know,
because it's just,
you know, not my thing. But even with like Ink Journal too, it's like I just keep it more about servicing a community, and you're the same way too, is because you're servicing the people that you're talking to with your videos, and you're talking to them in a way that truly expresses your personality. But it's also connecting with the people of the same personality. So it doesn't really, you know, like it's connecting with that similar type of sense of humor. So you don't necessarily have to worry about appeasing everybody, because you are not appeasing everybody. You're talking to, you know, like a reflection of yourself, but like in your audience.
Right. Hey, for people who don't know what Ink Journal is, now I'm assuming everybody who's listening to this, they either know who I am or know who you are or know who all three of myself, you, and Ink Journal are. But just in case, tell people what Ink Journal is about.
My day job is goldspot.com. Started Ink Journal back in 2012 with the notebook that I designed and got self-printed, published here in New Jersey. And it is a notebook that catalogs your pen and ink combinations. So this is something that is not your standard like lined or grid or dotted notebook. It's a notebook that has each page is formatted so that you could keep track of the ink name, the brand, the pen that you're using, the nib, and then do little tests as far as like show what the water resistance would be, and then just kind of like notate all the other characteristics that you'd like to notate about an ink, and you know, kind of index them as well. So that had kind of then grown into like, well, we sell a notebook, and this is kind of like my own, you know, it's like side hustle, pet project, what have you. And so I decided also too, is that this was, I think, a couple years after Goulet had stopped with their ink drop, but I really wanted to provide that, especially with the explosion of different brands that are out there. I wanted to provide something that people could explore different inks from around the world. I mean, there's so many that are even popping up all over the world, like, you know, talking South Korea, and you're talking Philippines and Poland and right. The UK. It's just so many different places, and at least every continent I think has at least a couple of ink manufacturers on there, except for South America. I don't know the reason why, or Africa too. As I don't know the reason why I don't see it. We don't see any ink. I'm sure there are, and if there is anybody listening that knows a ink manufacturer in either of those two continents. Would love to know, because then I would get ink from them. But there's so many inks out there to try, and I think kind of like I really wanted to capitalize on the fact that, you know, that there wasn't being explored anymore. I wanted to explore them. So they just started doing these ink flights that weren't just like, you know, oh, here's a set of five samples and a card that explains them or whatever, and they're just kind of like based on a theme. It's like, let's go manufacture, and let's do kind of like a wine tasting or like a book club for inks where we talk about each of the different brands and then kind of sample a range of different types of inks from each brand. So mm-hmm. it could be like, you know, let's say like Noodlers with like a bulletproof ink and then like a shading ink and then something that's got a sheening ink, just kind of giving like a cross section of what that brand offers, and like some of the favorites as well as some of the more obscure colors that aren't really that popular, that are still good colors but aren't maybe the first that people would try. So then we go all over the place, and we've been doing that for 30 almost 3 years now. So we're up to Ink Flight 35 will be in December. So
how many like subscribers do you have to the Ink Flights, the monthly, regular, like is it something that's booming for you guys? Is it something
it's growing steadily. It's not something that's like, you know, insane as far as what I've heard it could possibly get up to with other subscriptions or whatever. But then at the same time, it's just kind of like me and the Ink Journal family kind of handling this. So it's not, I don't really have the capacity to handle, you know, thousands, but like we're in the couple hundreds send out per month, and you know, it's an enthusiastic bunch. We have a Facebook group. We have a lot of people who follow us on Instagram with the writing challenges we do with 30 inks 30 days, which is an ink a day for 30 days, using one pen. You keep switching out the ink every day. You could use multiple pens, but like you would just use one ink dedicated for one pen per day for 30 days. And you know, it's just fun to be able to go through all these different ink colors and explore the varieties that are out there, the ones that are similar to each other, the ones that are completely off the wall and different, and just kind of look through all the trends that are out there and really just go crazy and just get colorful with it, because people love color. So
I think that's pretty cool. Let me just real quick, why don't you plug it? Why don't you, since there's about at least two people listening right now out in the webs, give a plug. What's the website? How does somebody get in touch with you if they want to be involved with Ink Journal?
So the two people that are listening, thank you for listening, by the way, because you're awesome. So the website is inkjournal.com, and I wouldn't suggest buying anything from inkjournal.com. You know what I would suggest doing? I would suggest signing up for the free Flex Nib Friday newsletter, like a few thousand people do, and they read my emails every week that have a lot of my, it's kind of like a journal that I would keep about the pen industry, and it talks about like some of the latest releases that are out there, so maybe some of the latest trends, and of course it plugs things like the Ink Flight boxes that come out, and when we do the official reveals, if we do any giveaways, any sales on the website, as we sell other things like Rickshaw bags, some exclusive designs that made with Mark from Rickshaw, and a few other items that are on there too. But you know, it's kind of like a test kitchen. So it's not really, you know, we're not like a full blown like pen company website, because then I wouldn't want to be competing with, you know, Gold Spot over that. Just kind of do the whole ink thing, and you know, but like I said, sign up for Flex Nib Friday, because it is a weekly free email, and I know you get enough email already, but like this is going to be the one email that I, as a pen enthusiast, would like to get, because it definitely, you know, it gives you that fulfillment of knowing things that are going on in the pen world.
Right. I love that. I love that you say it's free, because has anybody ever paid to receive emails before in their entire life?
I wouldn't doubt that there would be, because I mean, there's people out there that, you know, will get calls from supposedly the Social Security Administration that said that your number has been compromised, and then that you owe them like $500, and it's like oh yeah, well you need to pay for this free email. It's like, it wouldn't surprise me that some people might assume that.
That's so stupid. So for anybody who's listening who doesn't know what's actually, you're going to get some random phone number and they're going to have like a robotic voice telling you that your social security number is being suspended and you need to like press one to speak to a social security agent. And then if you do press one, what they're going to do is they're going to tell you that your social security number is going to be suspended. They have no information on you whatsoever, but you better put some money into a gift card or transfer money or do something so that they can gain access to that money so that your social security card doesn't get suspended. For anybody who's listening, that never happens. Social security numbers don't get suspended. No one's ever going to call you, so don't fall for it. As a matter of fact, if someone does call you and say, hey, your social security number is going to get suspended, keep that guy on the phone and ask as many questions as you can just to waste that dude's time.
They'll hang up on you. So he doesn't call other people.
Right. He's going to get so frustrated and he's going to hang up on you. I've done that a couple dozen times. It's a lot of fun. Man. There's nothing they can do for you. But I'm looking at the inkjournal.com. I think it's really cool. You know what's funny, though? I was reminiscing back, a couple years ago? No, maybe a year and a half ago. We had... You had gone to the DC Penn show. I think it was the 2018 DC Penn show, and I couldn't make it. But then I was like, I wish I could go. And then I'm looking at pictures that people are posting and stuff. And then there's you behind the friggin' Ink Journal table. And I'm like, that dude looks exactly like Tom friggin' Odo. I'm like, what the heck? That's not a gold spot shirt. And I'm texting him like, dude, are you Ink Journal? Because I had some Ink Journal like following me on Instagram and stuff and making random comments. And I had no idea it was you. What the hell? Like, why would he keep that from me?
That was the official. Like, blew your cap off reveal. I was like, that's like, me.
What was that about? Like, what was the reason for like not telling me? Like you don't seem super open about it. You seem to be kind of like on the hush when it comes to stuff like that. And I thought we didn't keep secrets between you and I.
Well,
you know,
that was the only hurt. Secret. That was like, that's like my equivalent of like, you know, like it being a superhero. That's like my, you know, this is the Clark Kent, my Superman, you know, the persona. That's like the Ink Journal is like my Superman thing. Not many people know about that, but, you know,
see how they're very similar.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I can't like bore holes with my eyes, like, you know, with laser beams, but I could sell ink.
Right.
it just was like, you know, it's kind of a funny spot because like I know people from Gold Spot and I don't want them to necessarily feel that I'm trying to like pitch them, oh, like, well, this is my side, you know, project, or this is what I do like outside of Gold. You know, like I'm saying, like it's just I'd rather if somebody's going to find it, they're going to find it of their own accord. Right. And not necessarily find it because they found it on, you know, or they found it because they knew me through Gold Spot. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's something that I try to keep separate and equal. Like, you know, it's just not, they're trying to keep as far apart as each other as they possibly could.
I hear you. So you're just having like integrity for the relationships with Gold Spot and stuff like that.
Yeah, I try to. Because I'm trying to keep things above board as much as possible. Because I mean, of course, you could see it as being like, well, you know, there's ink being sold on Gold Spot. Was ink being sold on Ink Journal? But like, you know, when you look at the types of brands that we go through, and also the fact that we just our primary item is a subscription, it's not necessarily something that I would even consider. Like, for example, would I consider getting a whole line of ink and then selling it at Gold Spot? It's like, well, you know, it depends, because if it's an ink that I think would be a great seller, sure. But like a lot of these inks too, I just feel like that the industry itself is so inundated with ink. Even the people that are a part of the subscription, the number one reason why people end up leaving is because they just have too much ink. And and I just feel like with all the manufacturers out there, it's hard to justify getting every brand of every ink. And I know that Vanessa Pens does a great job at doing that. She gets ink from everywhere and stocks all bottles of things. But I mean, to be completely honest, I don't think that there's many people that could just afford to kind of have the space and have the capacity to do that without driving themselves crazy with having to order every color under the rainbow and stock it all. You know, it's just
not just that. It's kind of tough too sometimes to keep track of what you do have. Like I got a bookshelf full of Ink Journal ink vials and I forgot what I have. I honestly don't even know what's in there. It's just, you know, I got it because I wanted to see what it's about and stuff like that. And then after a while, I decide, you know what, I use two colors. I always use either Noodler's Black, which is permanent, Or I now use blue documental ink from Monteverde, which is also permanent, because I like writing in permanent ink.
So, oh, so boring.
I know. I don't have a choice. But, you know, sometimes when you work at places where documents are really important, and it has to be, you know, black or blue, you're stuck with that. But what I decided to do was I like to, you know, invest money in a business, or rather in the community, which is by doing the subscription each month. It's only $25, right? Mm-hmm. And I like the giveaway idea. I like you giving away my box instead of sending it to me, because I like as many people having a piece of my box as possible. So,
so that's what she said.
So let's do this. This next one that's coming up, I know you do a giveaway on Instagram every time, but let's change it up. This time, let's somebody like reach out to you who heard this, who hasn't, you know, maybe they can be the winner, you know, like out of the couple, the multi-dozen people that may be listening to this, somebody writes an email to, what's your Ink Journal email?
All right, so it would be info, so it's INFO at Odo, so it's ODDOINK.com. So it's, and you could put it probably in like the description or something like that if you want to, you know, do that too, so that it, you know, people could like actually copy and paste it or something like that.
Right, that's a good idea. You'll text me afterwards because I'm not going to remember that at all. So info
at autoinc.com.
At autoinc.com, which coincidentally spells out odd oink.
Yes, it does.
Odd oink. So it's info at odd oink. Or info at autoinc.com.
I could always pivot and be in like the pork business.
You could. You could suddenly do that. But then you know, a lot of the kosher community of the, you know, of the pen community, you'd lose them all. Yeah, so, you know, you don't want to eliminate. You don't want to discriminate. You want to keep them all.
I would already narrow what is already a niche market.
Right. So the niche market got a little bit smaller. So let's not do that. But, you know. So, you know, I think that would be a good, interesting idea. Just number one, to see how many people are listening to this, because as far as I can see, I can't tell on iTunes how many people are subscribed or not.
Oh, did your thing get already on iTunes? Did you get approved?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's
nice.
On iTunes.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks for following. Thanks for keeping tabs.
I haven't subscribed yet on iTunes. I listened to it on Podbean, but I have not listened to it on iTunes. I have to do that.
It sounds so much better on iTunes.
Oh, I'm assuming it does, because, I mean, you know, it'll be native to my iPhone and everything.
Right, right. That Podbean thing. I've, you know, the only reason I had to... So in order to get this podcast up, I had to go with like a service and then get an RSS address. So I just picked Podbean because it had the word bean in it. And I don't know why that appealed to me. So I'm like, Podbean, that's perfect. That's all me. So I set that up, you know, and I was like, oh, that's great. So
there's no better way to start it out.
No, there's no better way to start it out, you know, than to have something like with bean in it. Are we doing the DC Pen Show next year? What's going on?
I would love to. I gotta square away some stuff here, but as far as like accommodating my pup, actually, it's today is her gotcha day, which is the day that you adopt them, that they come home with you, so that not her.
Did you make that
birthday.
Up yourself? Your what? I gotcha day. Did you make that up yourself?
No, it's like a thing, you know.
Who it's made like up that thing?
I don't know. It's stuff that my wife finds on Facebook, you know.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because we'll look into this and then we'll find out that it was just like, it's like six cupcake bacon mothers that came up with that concept. You are such a freaking parent. Holy cow. You just dropped today is the I gotcha day.
Boom. There you go. That's what I bring to this. That's what I bring. Right. I bring the family perspective.
Right, right. I mean, I don't have kids, but I'm probably never going to say I'm celebrating my I gotcha day tomorrow.
Well, you'll think of that next time you you adopt a kitten. So,
right, right, yeah. I'm gonna think about it. I'm not gonna say it out loud. But I'll think about it. I promise you that. I gotcha day. Well, you have a cute puppy. I've seen pictures of. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's Lucy. It's a girl.
Lucy. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Lucy is absolutely adorable. You know, I think it's great that you guys have a. You know what I also think is great, and this is totally off topic. You know, I see pictures of you and your kids, your puppy, and all these extracurricular activities that you do, and, you know, pictures of your home and the life you guys live in.
And you all know, the stalking that you could do on my...
No, what I find so encouraging is that you and your wife, you know, doing what you do, are able to make a living where you can provide for your family and have a nice life. It's such a great thing, especially considering the hobby that we do is such a niche hobby. You know what I mean? It's not a wide known hobby. It's not a lot of things. I mean, it's also one of those things that, like, it's hard to talk to people who are not in the hobby. You know, it's hard to talk to them about it. Sometimes they're just like, oh, you're into pens. Oh, that's great. And then there comes all the penis jokes, right? And then, you know, lucky for me, you know, if you want to make penis jokes, I got penis jokes, son. You bring it. Bring it, bitch. You know what I mean? But you got to admit, when you're like, oh, I sell pens. Oh, pens. Right? Come on. What kind of responses do you get from, like, non-fountain pen people when talking about it?
It's just this very quizzical, and it's like, oh, they're still around, that sort of thing. Like, it just doesn't register to people until they're like, really? Like, or they think that maybe it's one of those companies that make the imprint pens that you would see given out at banks or things like that, the really cheap ones that they break within a week or they run out of ink and stuff like that. I actually had a moment earlier while we were at the repest, and I was sitting next to my nephew, and what happened was they had paper on the table, so he was allowed to kind of like color and stuff. So I went, I was gonna go get some crayons for him, but they didn't have any at the restaurant. They gave them disposable ballpoint pens. So I happen to have my Estabrook SD on me.
Filthy bastards.
I happen to have my Estabrook SD on me, and I had it inked up with some Monteverde mango mousse. And I took it out, and because he was starting to scribble with the ballpoint pen, and I was like, oh, I'll draw with you. So I take out, you know, my fancy pants pen, and I'm like going along. I've got the vintage Estabrook nib on it that is a steel flex nib, and I'm like drawing on it. My sister-in-law is looking. It's like, oh, I guess now we're gonna have to save that piece of the table. Like, it's got this priceless calligraphy on it now. but it was just funny because, like, I actually let him try it, and really, you know, the kids are really the only ones that have a soft spot for me to actually try my pens. I will, like, fight you if you are an adult and you will try to ask me. I'll be like, no, this one doesn't have any ink in it. I'm sorry. Like, I'll just put it back in my pocket. But, like, it's my nephew, and I'm like, I got to get this kid hooked. He's got the genes because, you know, I gave it to him, and he's trying it out, and then after he was done and he, you know, I'm, like, trying to show him, like, the proper way to hold it. He's only five, so, like, he can hold a writing implement, but he's really not, you know, of course, that proficient at it. But, like, I'm trying to show him the right way and stuff like that. So after that, like, I put mine away, and then my dad's sitting across the table. He takes out his Monte Grappa Elmo, and he goes and gives it to him to, like, start. He's like, oh, you want to write in a different color? He's got, like, blue ink in it. And then my mom, who's sitting on the other side of him, has a Visconti Van Gogh that she goes and, like, lends to him to, like, play around with for a sec. So I'm like thinking to myself, what does this look like to anybody else? Does anybody else really think this is kind of, like, weird that, like, we all took out different color pens and started writing different color ink, and, like, what the kind of mess that was all surrounding his plate and everything? But I'm just like, this is only happening in our family. I think this must be the only happening in our family that this is like this. But
and where were you again?
We're at a restaurant in Holmdel, Patricia's.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's an awesome story that might elicit phone calls to ACS by onlookers. You know, like, they got this weird, weird cult family. They're just passing fountain pens to this kid. All he wanted to do was draw a picture of Garfield and friends, and all of a sudden they have him in different inks. And but I think that's great. You start him young. You know.
Yeah.
Before we cut off, though, we got to finish up. But before we go, what is the absolute dumbest thing someone has ever asked you about regarding fountain pens?
Oh man, I wasn't prepared for this. I mean, there's so many things though.
There's so many dumb things. Like, I'll give you one so you can think about it. Like, the dumbest thing I think someone has ever asked me is, like, I'll be using a pen, and, well, it's like a two-parter. The first dumb thing is, the first thing they'll ask is, oh, how much? Like, which is which is, just so you know, rude and just so incredibly, like, imposing and rude. About anything else in life, you wouldn't just walk up to someone and be like, oh, how much is that? You know, like, you wouldn't do that, right? But for some reason, pens, like, people... And then the question after that, after I tell them, like, if I'm writing with a Homo sapien, I'm like, oh, this is a $775 pen. They'll be like, oh, so what, you use it once and then throw it away? And then my answer would just... I'd look them dead in their face and be like,
yes.
Yes, you idiot. Yes, I'll use it once and then throw it away. I get them at TD Bank, moron. You know? So... that's how I kind of come across it, because sometimes these people, when they come up to you and ask you stupid questions, they're doing it in like I don't know if they're just like sometimes I have to ask them afterwards. I'm like, are you really this dumb, or do you really want to know, or are you just trying to mess with me? You know, tell me the truth, because no matter what, I'm not going to change my opinion about you. I think you're an idiot, so tell me the truth. So they're like, no, I really want to know, you know. Yeah. You know, but what about you? What's the dumbest thing, now that I've given you about 30 seconds to think about it, anybody has ever asked you about fountain pens?
Well, I mean, really the only things I could think of that just really makes me shake my head is when there's a few times I've gotten a phone call where somebody, let's say, has gotten a brand new pen. They open it up and they look at it and they're like, there's no nib. What am I supposed to do with this thing? And like, I look at what model pen it is. And most of the time, it's one of those pens that have a snap cap, because what they do is they unscrew the barrel from the rest of the pen. And of course, it looks like an empty pen and only has a cartridge in there. It's like, of course, because you've just opened the entire pen and the nib is still in the cap. So all you have to do is just screw the barrel back onto the section and then just pull open the cap. But like, after the first few times that had happened, I knew every time now that I hear, oh, there's no nib with this pen, I have to look at what the model is, because I'm like, okay, if the model's a snap cap, this is one of those. But it's happened so many times that it just sticks out in my head. That's like one of those silly times. I mean, I wouldn't call it necessarily that the person is stupid. Like, it just, you know, it comes from just not being familiar with pens at all. Like,
right,
And I totally see that with today's, you know, your new user has, you know, no background knowledge. Not like how it was back in the old days where people grew up with fountain pens. They started off with fountain pens in the school. They, you know, you were put one in your hand. It's kind of like hunting too. It's like you have to be brought into it at an early age in order to really understand and be proficient at it. If you just gave somebody a gun and pointed them into the woods, they are probably going to shoot their foot off. So, you know, it's not for somebody just to jump right in. And then, you know, if they're not going to read the instructions, or like, let's say, like, look at one of our videos beforehand, like the one that we both did together, the 2.5 pens one, which I was just like one of my highlights of knowing you and doing work with you with YouTube was doing that parody video. But it's informative because it literally takes somebody who is got no clue about pens at all and just says, okay, well, here are the steps that you could do to get yourself knowledgeable about it and to really enjoy it right off the bat, because that could sour somebody's experience if they just are left to their own devices, have no idea what to do, and they just rush headlong into it and then screw something up. Then they don't like it anymore. They just decide, oh, you know what, this was a bad idea, I'm just gonna stick to typing everything and, you know, using my smartphone day and night. So
right, or the worst case scenario, just keep using a damn ballpoint pen.
Yes. Oh, that would be the worst thing. There are fates worse than death, and that's the ballpoint pen.
Yes, you know, you got that right, bro. But listen, I think we had a great time. We got to do this again.
Yeah.
You know, I know that we could do this for hours and hours, but I want to keep it down to a little bit about, you know, a little over a half hour, trying to keep it moderate so people can listen to this on their way to work, or maybe, you know, what I read, the average travel commute is about 35, 40 minutes, so I just want to keep them entertained.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And plus, we could splinter this off and then do something else, you know, whenever. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, all you savage fountain pen virus infected individuals out there, thanks again for watching. Thanks, Tom, for joining me. I had such a great time.
Thank you.
We shall definitely do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Mr. Roy.
And my absolute pleasure. Love you guys. Be well. Be safe.
Take care. Stay inky, my friends. All that stuff.
There it is. I was waiting for that.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.